It's time for Magic Review. This is Reverend Sue with the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. I must start with an apology for getting the five Chinese elements wrong in episode 4 on Feng Shui. They are really earth, water, wood, metal, and fire. There is no air element in Chinese magic. Sorry. On with the review. This week's website is earthwitchery.com, a site with, quote, information about witchcraft, the environment, green living, and magical and healing arts, end quote. This is a smallish site, but has some good content, despite being an old and apparently abandoned site. Looking at this site was like looking at an internet museum, just because of the, dare I say, old-fashioned stylings, such as the repeating background and a pair of animated GIF ravens. And the site, earthwitchery.com, is a co-sponsor of a, get this, a GeoCities site. Ah, memories of interwebs past. Anywho, this site, earthwitchery.com, has basically three parts, since the fourth is no longer working. These three working parts are what the site author, Yvonne, calls the Grimoire, the Garden, and Tarot 900. The Tarot 900 page is full of FAQs about being a phone psychic, which, ironically, I have been myself for a bit. I like that she has a code of ethics for giving tarot readings over the phone. The Grimoire includes descriptions of the basic Wiccan sabbats, the dates of moon phases and sabbats from 2005, a good dictionary of potion terms and recipes called Potioncraft that includes a warning about the very real side effects of ingesting herbal concoctions, a whole section on the care and feeding of poppets and how to destroy them, part of a course on love magic, a section on how to make a so-called amulet, or really a mojo bag, an excellent resource called Living by the Moon, which describes the significance of each moon in sign, as well as gardening by the moon and what Yvonne calls lunar living, which are the best times to do things as diverse as bake bread and cut your hair. The last part of the Grimoire details the meanings of the planets, the zodiac signs, and the astrological houses. Much of the information in the Astrology Basics section comes from the book Astrology for Yourself by Demetra George and Douglas Block. There are clever rhymes and charms on this site, most of which can probably be attributed to authors from the heady Wiccan days of the early 1990s, including Garina Dunwich, who is credited on the Potioncraft page. The Garden has a lot of information about Yvonne's own herbal garden, including detailed profiles of the herbs. It also has a comprehensive alphabetical list of herbs that are summaries from www.botanical.com, which is, quote, home since 1995 of the electronic version of A Modern Herbal by Maud Grieve, originally published in 1931, end quote. Poisonous herbs are kindly noted in red as such. Another cool page on this site gives lists of herbs that should go in magically themed gardens, such as a moon garden or a fairy garden. And on this particular page, we get another hint that the site's author, Yvonne, equates witchcraft with the religion of Wicca. In addition to magical properties and uses of plants, Yvonne gives resources on composting, natural gardening practices, and getting rid of pests naturally. All in all, this site, www.earthwitchery.com, while stuck in history, does offer a good bit of knowledge that is still useful today. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. This is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking.